Patristic Nectar Publications is pleased to present A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace, Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe. These short meditations reveal the ancient wisdom of the Church Fathers and apply it to 21st century Christian living. And now, His Grace, Bishop Irenae.
For those who may not be familiar with St. Clement's works, he is ranked amongst the Apostolic Fathers, the name given to those saints who lived in the period immediately after the initial apostolic age of the Church, and who carried on the missionary fervor and work of those first apostles through their own writings of many epistles that are strongly similar in tone to the epistles gathered in the New Testament. And this particular text by St. Clement is in fact so similar to New Testament texts that for many periods in history it was in fact included in early versions of the New Testament canon itself. St. Clement of Rome carries on the tradition of the Holy Apostle St. Paul, writing to the church in Corinth to encourage it towards holiness and propriety of life in amidst its many struggles. Those who are familiar with the first and second letters to the Corinthians by St. Paul in the New Testament are aware that Corinth was a city of some notably bad reputation. Its inhabitants were given to frivolity, to licentiousness, and altogether to an impurity of life that was carrying over into their newfound Christian community. St. Paul, for his part, had felt it necessary to write on multiple occasions to the church, exhorting the Corinthians towards propriety, towards right behavior and conduct, a life befitting God and his Christian church. It is apparent that the problems went on even past the time of St. Paul's own ministry to that church, and St. Clement of Rome carries on the tradition of exhorting this Corinthian community towards right living. It is his emphasis on attaining and striving towards purity of heart and a God-pleasing life that is of benefit to us in the two passages that I will read. The first is his 29th chapter of the Epistle to the Corinthians. Reading from that text, "Brethren, let us then draw near to Christ with holiness of spirit, lifting up pure and undefiled hands unto him, loving our gracious and merciful Father, who has made us partakers in the blessings of his elect." So just in those opening lines of the brief 29th chapter, St. Clement exhorts all his hearers, the Corinthians, as much as us today, that we are to live in a manner that causes us to approach God in holiness of spirit. When we lift our hands in prayer, we are reminded that the traditional Christian posture of prayer is to stand aright with hands lifted. We hear the call to this posture even in the liturgy today. When we stand with our hands raised to God, let them be, St. Clement encourages us, hands which are pure and undefiled, for we lift them up towards our Father who has made us a participant in his own undefiled holiness. St. Clement exhorts the Corinthians, he exhorts us who hear his words today, to live a life of holiness in thanksgiving for the holiness we have been granted. And then in the 30th chapter, he goes on to describe how we are to live lives that are blameless and pure, or to put it in his own phrasing, lives that are pleasing unto God. And we will note from the very first, when we look at this 30th chapter, that for St. Clement, the exhortation to a God-pleasing life is framed out in practical steps, practical measures to attaining this purity of life. Reading now from the 30th chapter. "Seeing, brethren, therefore, that we are the portion of the Holy One, let us do all those things which pertain to holiness, avoiding all evil speaking, all abominable and impure embraces, together with all drunkenness, seeking after change. all abominable lusts, detestable adultery, all execrable pride. For God, saith the Scripture, resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Let us cleave then, brethren, to those to whom grace has been given by God. Let us clothe ourselves with concord and humility, ever exercising self-control, standing afar off from all whispering and evil speaking, being justified by our works and not our words. For the Scripture saith, He that speaketh much shall also hear much in response. And does he that is ready in speech deem himself righteous? Blessed is he that is born of a woman, who liveth but a short time. Be not given to much speaking. Let then, brethren, our praise be of God, and not of ourselves. For God hateth those that commend themselves. Let testimony to our good deeds be borne by others, not by ourselves, as it was in the case of our righteous forefathers. Boldness and arrogance and audacity, these belong to those who are accursed of God. But moderation, humility, and meekness to such as are blessed by him. That was a reading from the 33rd chapter of St. Clement of Rome's first epistle to the Corinthians. And what a remarkable text for the practical ordering of our lives. St. Clement describes these measures as the ways by which our lives may become God-pleasing. We are called to holiness because God has given us holiness, and we are pleasing unto the Lord who gives us such gifts when we respond to that holiness by taking charge of our actions, by limiting out those behaviors which drive us away from him, so that there is room in our hearts, our minds, and our actions for the good towards which God calls us and which he himself enables in us. If we wish to please God, if we wish to live in that wonderful holiness of communion with God's elect, then let us, in St. Clement's words, cast away all those things which do not pertain to holiness. Evil speaking, abominable embraces, these are not highfaluting intellectual ideas that St. Clement is refuting, but practical, everyday occurrences. Where impure words, wicked words are being spoken, let us close up our ears. By all means, let us shut up our mouths, and let us walk away from such discussions. He speaks of embraces, where relationships are impure. Let us flee these, transform them, he says explicitly, seeking after change. Relationships with other people need not necessarily be abandoned if we can transform them into relationships of holiness. If that transformation is impossible, then withdrawal may be the only way. But let us seek, first of all, change, transformation, movement into a newness of life. Interestingly, St. Clement makes this remark, "Let our virtue be justified by our works, and not our words." It is important for us to note that St. Clement is not talking about the theological doctrine of justification, opening the door towards justification by faith or works. He is speaking here instead of the way in which our virtuous life comes to be known. Is our virtue made known? Is it justified to the world by our own words, by our own proclamations? If so, it is not real virtue. God, he says, detesteth the proud. Our virtues ought to be known not by our words, but by our actions, by the ways of our life. This, says St. Clement, is how we know of the great virtues of our forefathers, such as the great forebear of God, Abraham, who does not laud his own virtue, does not describe his own virtue, but lives out a life of faith and obedience, and those virtues are known to us even in our generation. Let our virtue be known by our works, by our actions. It is easy for a man to describe his own virtue, a harder challenge, a sanctifying challenge, to keep silent his mouth with respect to his virtues, and to let them be known by actual living example. And the only way we can exemplify Christian virtue by our lives, by our actions, is if we take up the reins, if we bridle the fallen, passionate way that we live in this world, that we seek practical measures to curb our passionate lives. Where there is drunkenness, let it be abandoned. Where we partake of wicked whisperings and words, let us cease. Where our relationships are ungodly or have gone afoul, let them be transformed or brought to an end. Where we exalt ourselves, let us learn to be humble. And so we will please God and also grow in the brotherhood of our fellow creatures. This is the promise of a new life, which St. Clement echoes down to us even today. This is the practical guidance he, like so many of the fathers, gives to the struggling Christian in our world. We are called by God's own grace to live lives of purity, lives which please our Creator, and there is a practical path to do so.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to A Word from the Holy Fathers, by His Grace Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe, offered to you by Patristic Nectar Publications, nourishing the spiritually thirsty with the sweet teachings of the Holy Fathers.